Switzerland has a wealth of indigenous Christmas traditions, but being a mainly German-speaking country, it also shares many customs with its neighbour Germany. And because Switzerland also has French and Italian-speaking populations, these too have their influence, making a Swiss Christmas a unique and richly varied event. Professor Christine Burkhardt of Basel's Institute of Swiss Folklore.
Of course, Switzerland is part of the European tradition of Christmas, which has a certain homogeneity now, but there are still quite a few local customs, local ways of doing things, of eating, of celebrating, and so it's really a big variety.
A tradition Switzerland does share with many countries at Christmas time is that of carol singing. Musicologist Dr. Brigitte Bachmann-Geiser has spent many years researching Swiss traditional music.
Generally, we sing the world over known Christmas carols as Silent Night, Holy Night, but we do have a special Swiss Christmas songs. For instance, Sleep Well, Heavenly Child. It's a farmer woman who sings it in her pure voice, and this song is accompanied by the so-called Tockenburg neck sitter.
A tradition which Switzerland shares with neighbouring Germany is the celebration of the arrival of St. Nicholas. This happens on the 6th of December, meaning that the whole Christmas season gets underway rather earlier than in some other countries. Professor Christine Burkhardt again.
We stick very much to the tradition of the four Sundays before Christmas, that means Advent. And then after the first Sunday of Advent with our Adventkranz with four candles, we have St. Nicholas to start the season, sort of. I don't think this relation between St. Nicholas and Christmas is a very old one. It happens to be like that and it fits in quite well. The customs of St. Nicholas come from the legend of the Bishop of Myra, and from the legend, the bishop is the patron of the pupils, of scholars, and of the poorer girls who want to get married and don't have a trousseau. And out of these two elements, we have rather wild customs of young people running about, mostly in masks, masquerades, and they make noise and so. And we have also the custom that St. Nicholas, whether seen or unseen, gives presents to the good children. And he is in a kind of Christian dualism. He has somebody who goes with him who represents the evil principle. In Switzerland he's called Schmutzli, and he would punish the bad boys and the bad girls.
Traditionally, St. Nicholas, or Samichlaus as he's known in Swiss German, came to the good children who had faithfully said their prayers all year, and Schmutzli visited those who had neglected them.
St. Nicholas is a very important tradition for the children, of course. The saint of Myra is encouraging children to be good and brings gifts. But St. Nicholas, as a central personality of our Christmas traditions, is accompanied in a large procession, even with music, and sometimes it's more noise. We have St. Nicholas in Canton Fribourg, where Nicholas is accompanied by drums and fifes, or we even hear a brass quartet. Around Lake of Lucerne, especially at Küssnacht, the eve of St. Nicholas Day, the 5th of December, is marked by large processions of St. Nicholas, and he is accompanied by hundreds of white-dressed people who have a kind of lantern. It's like a stained glass window, most attractive to see in the night. And those enlightened dancing persons and Saint Nicholas are accompanied by hundreds of bell shakers, and we hear even the whip cracking.
Swiss children celebrating the arrival of Saint Nicholas today are, much to their relief, unlikely to receive the unwelcome attentions of Schmutzli. Although Schmutzlis can be seen patrolling the streets of towns and villages on the 6th of December, dressed ominously in black and carrying unpleasant-looking bundles of sticks, the fashion for punishing children who have not behaved well during the year has, in the late 20th century, died out, and instead every child can expect a small gift of nuts, oranges and traditional Swiss Christmas biscuits. As top chef Heinrich Lauber explains, the baking in preparation for Christmas has to start early.
I remember my mother in, about 35 years ago, starting already baking a few days before Christmas started, and she was all the time very nervous, and I think my mother copied a lot of things which people were doing for centuries, and we are just copying them. I mean, the preparation for the Christmas cookies, Christmas cakes and Weihnachtsstollen, which is common here also in this part of Switzerland, she started already about 10 days or 15 days before. And I think not only my mother was doing this, also a lot of other mothers to keep their children and their family happy.
Once St. Nicholas Day has passed, Christmas trees appear, beautifully lit, on the streets of Switzerland and in the public buildings. They can also be bought in every shop for families to take to their own homes. And as Professor Burkhardt explains, the tradition surrounding the Christmas tree is perhaps the central ritual of a Swiss Christmas.
The most important moment is certainly the early evening of 24th of December, because the type of family reunion around the Christmas tree with natural candles, burning candles, and this special atmosphere of light and shadow, of green and gold, is certainly something so full of atmosphere that it has become the natural center of the ceremonies.
A Christmas tree without real candles is unheard of in Switzerland, but the candles are not lit. In fact, the tree is not decorated at all until Christmas Eve itself.
You buy the tree a certain time before Christmas, but you hide it. Then you take it into your room, into the main room of your apartment or your house. You would rearrange all your furniture so that the tree really is in the center of everything. And then you decorate it with candles, with all sorts of gold and nuts and so, to make it a really beautiful tree. And only then, when it's decorated by the parents or by one of the parents and the oldest child, then you ask the children to come in, and they would, of course, be fascinated by this light and by the glamour of it all. Then you would sing And only afterwards you may have your present. They are under the tree or on separate tables. They are covered. You don't look at them before the sign is given. And then you look at your presents, and only after that you would have a meal. When I was a child, it was the only evening in the year where you were allowed to get up from the table during the meal to go back to the Christmas tree and look at your presents.
God. I'm the cat gun too. A doggy. A sleeping puppy.
Near to Christmas, the star and later the Epiphany singers go round. In Lucerne and Wettingen, Canton Aargau, star singing has become a real spectacle which attracts many people. But in Italian-speaking Ticino, the tradition is still alive in its simple and pure form.
The 25th dawns, the presents have already been opened, the carols have been sung, and Christmas Day in Switzerland is generally a quiet one, where families get together for dinner.
On Christmas Day, everybody is eating the same, mostly goose and ducks. It's done with seasonal items, let's say a duck, roast duck with orange flavor, also the chestnut, glazed chestnuts, plus the red cabbage, which is also a very seasonal dish. I think it's great, and we should keep it.
The period between Christmas and New Year is marked in many Swiss towns and villages by traditional processions, some, as Professor Burkhardt explains, dating back to the Middle Ages and expressing hope for the year to come.
You can still find customs which date back to the late medieval time. Near to Basel, we have a very nice custom, a group of older men who sing around the fountains of the village, because it is said that the plague destroyed the water of the village and many people died, and so they sing sort of to protect the fountains of the village, and they sing a Christmas carol at all six fountains of the village. And that's on the 24th and the 31st of December, also around Christmas time.